Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have an amazing guest, Warborn Wood! All right, we'll get everyone to introduce themselves, and we're going to start with Justin. Say hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, so my name is Justin Gordon. I'm a rhythm guitarist with Warborn.
And, newbie.
New guy, yeah. I've been playing with the band since February. And, yeah, it's just like I've adopted a new family of brothers here. So it's been really rad playing with
just
these guys.
Just as dysfunctional, too.
All right, Ken, you're next.
My name's Ken Roth. I play guitar in Warborn. Lead, we could call it.
Crushes.
Thank you.
They both crush.
I've been in it for quite a while, I guess almost a founding member, and yeah, it's nice to be back.
Yeah, and the amazing Garrett Keeping.
Oh yeah, brother. What's up? Yeah, you know me. I'm the heavy metal maniac front man. Friggin' psycho show.
He's all right.
Yeah, it's me, Garrett. How's it going? Yeah, we're back. Warborn 2.0. It feels good too.
Totally.
And yeah, one of the founding members of Warborn has definitely changed shape and people quite a few times. But
yeah, amazing. And maybe tell us how did you get Ken, the new member?
Ken? Oh,
sorry. Is it Justin or
it's
Ken?
Justin, yeah.
Okay,
Justin.
Yes.
Actually, we reached out through Oak. Shout out to Oak from Old News Vintage Vinyl and Mission. I just reached out to her, and then she sent me some clips of him of Justin.
So around that time, I had just been kind of hanging out in my basement for a year, just. Learning some of my favorite songs on guitar and just jamming covers and putting them on my YouTube channel. And Oak from Old News just continually kept bugging me, saying, "You're wasting your time. You should get into a band. You should start a band. Do something. Quit playing, in the evenings by yourself." And then I had met Garrett a handful of times in the past, but we weren't really buddies. Just through our local metal bar kind of thing in Mission, funny. The Captain's Cabin, we rubbed shoulders, a number of times there, and Oak just said, "Hey, give Garrett a call. They're starting up Warborn again, and they're looking for a guitar player." And I had known about Warborn in the past. I was actually a fan of the music before this kind of transpired at all. And then I gave Garrett a call, and he says, "Yeah, we're getting together here. We got our original bass player back again," kind of thing, and everybody's kind of conducive with the new reformed, group of the old school, right? So it's been a lot of fun, and it's felt very inviting getting in with these guys. We really have clicked, and it's like it's only been since February, so only a few months for me, really, and it feels like we've known each other for years.
Let me point out, though, like, for real, like, Justin has been a Can I swear?
I'll beep it out later.
Yeah. Justin has been a freaking like absolute pillar for this band.
Solid.
Just super level headed, very like reliable, like puts in the work on the social media, puts in the work. We're learning our songs so fast. I mean, he learned them faster. I had to relearn my own songs and he learned them faster than I did. Mm-hmm. And just like a clockwork, man. Like, he is literally now a pillar officially of this band, and it's just very nice to be able to hand over some of the responsibilities to him, because he's all over it. He's set up our merch. He's got a whole bunch of really exciting stuff set up for our merch table. The shirt printing, he got his buddy to do that. So it just takes a lot of the pressure off of us, because me and Ken, we have to work on a lot of things together.
We're both really passionate.
And actually, about that quickly, you know, like, we had a lot of struggles in the past. We've lost a member to addiction. Unfortunately, like, shout out to a fallen comrade, Colin P. It's a sad story, and like, I've recovered from addiction, and it broke the band apart, and it ripped the band apart, and we had a lot of animosity and misunderstanding, and we separated for about 5 years. And then, oddly enough, I bumped into Ken at Lamb of God Killswitch Engage the night that Jesse Leach shouted me out. I almost fell over that night, but that was a magical night. Made me a rock star in that arena for the night, you know. And then I bumped into Ken, and the first thing he said to me, he's like, listen, he put his hand on my shoulder. He just said, hey, man, like, I just want to say that I'm sorry that I misunderstood all of your addiction issues. And he's like, I wish I had came at it a little differently. And I was like, whoa. And I immediately was like, oh, I love you, man. I'm sorry. I was an insane alcoholic, drunk person to work with. And essentially, we just started chatting privately on Messenger, because I wanted him to do some work with my other project, FTP. And then it just quickly turned into, hey, let's get the band back together. And then I reached out to the bass player, and he was like, Wolf Ken's in.
It went there really quickly, actually.
Yeah, you want
it. And it was really cool and like refreshing, right? To see everybody in a different light. All these people that have grown, like Colin.
We have grown a lot.
He couldn't make it tonight, unfortunately, but you know, he's had three kids and
committed.
He comes back to the band, you know, after all that. And obviously, you know, he's had lots of life changes, and it changes who you are. And, you know, both Garrett and I have both had to work on our personalities a little bit, too, so that we can, you know, work with each other and work with others as well, right? So, yeah, it's been quite the journey, for sure. And to be back is just... it's crazy.
But a lot of growth. And I think the biggest thing is that we've just learned how to communicate. We're both very passionate people. I have high-powered ADHD. You know, I'm a trauma. I've got a lot of childhood trauma. And there's been a lot of work on the addiction, blah, blah, blah. But being able to communicate is key to any band, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it's been awesome. So it's great to be back. It's great.
And the new material shows it too, if you ask me. I think it's some of the best.
Well, first of all, let's do a shout out to Oak, and I want to play her.
Absolutely.
She's in a band called Random Dander, and we're going to play a song called Smooth Moves.
Oh, yeah, good one. Awesome.
He did a smooth move with Justin there.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Shout out to Jamie Kelly too.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we're back, and that was Random Dander with a smooth move because Oak was instrumental in helping to find a new member, Justin. And I think I stole that off of someone's website.
I got a huge crush on Jackie. She's listening.
You know. She's great.
Okay, so let's talk about your upcoming show. Tell everyone what is happening. Is it this Saturday?
Yeah, so this Saturday, well, it's pretty monumental. Yeah, it's Saturday, July 29th at the Wolf in Maple Ridge with Quasi Cosm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be playing second. I'm not going to give you times. You get to just show up. Everyone's asking me what time we're on. Come support the first
doors
band.
Are at 8.
Yeah,
so get there early because it's going to fill up and they're going to shut the doors and you're not going to get in.
Our buddies, yeah, it's going to probably be sold out.
It's going to be full.
And then Cheap Purple, shout out to Travis Green, his band. They rip. They're so fun. So we thought that would be, I put the bill together. I thought it would be kind of a mid-headliner. And then, of course, it's supporting my one-year sobriety. My sobriety day is, my sobriety date's August 1st, but I've been in recovery for about 7 years now. I'm getting goosebumps.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to get emotional too.
1 year. That's amazing.
We're all pretty proud of
them. Yeah.
It's the amount of love and support and the following I've built on social media is just insane. Like, mm-hmm. It's so humbling. Because I used to be quite arrogant. Like, I used to be like, I literally was like, I'm going to be in a band. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get all the girls. I'm going to ride the bike. I was just not a healthy place, and now it's crazy to be sober and just be and use my ego in the healthy way, and mm-hmm. It's just like it's a very strange feeling. It's very humbling. It's very awesome, and my goal is to lift other people up.
Yes.
Now and just I've been in recovery for almost 7 years. Whoa. Sorry. It's taken a lot of effort. It's about failing forward. So don't beat yourself up. Like if you slip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's good, man. This is a lifetime milestone if you think about it, to earn your way into where you're wanting to get your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're utilizing that positive energy, and look at what you're drawing into your life through that energy, right? Like,
yeah,
you don't
mean
to go off on tangents about
it's not about how hard
stuff,
you get hit. It's not about how hard you get hit. It's about how many times you can get hit and just keep getting back up. So it's my first year sober, but actually it's been 6 years of trying, and I've had probably four years of clean time accumulated. But to get that lineal year has been really hard. I almost had it at COVID, and when COVID hit, I was like, I even said to myself, I'm like, really? I'm like, I knew it. I'd fucking get a part of me. I'd say I would get sober. I would finally get it together, and the world's gonna end. This is a matrix. So I thought the best idea would be to
go out with a bang.
I'll just go out with a bang. So anyway, it's really wild. It's really wild because at this time last year, I was in a band. I was trying to formulate a project that failed, and we booked the show at the Wolf. It was going to be another 1 year thing, and it fell apart. And I was so heartbroken. I almost quit music. So for that to happen, and then turn that failure into a clothing brand, and then to reunite with my OG brotherhood, then to get my 1 year sober and all share all that, this was meant to be, man. This was how it was supposed to be done. It wasn't supposed to be done with some pseudo project that was taped together. It was meant to be done with my brothers and blood and with a new member, with new people. Like, this feels so right, and it's just, I'm...
The whole endeavor
seems
and feels kind of like a bit cosmic, really.
It does. And thank you to everyone who's ever supported
me. Pieces of the puzzle have kind of just like flowed their way in, like at the precise time that they're supposed to happen, right? You know?
And is Bury the Bone, is that about...
So Bury the Bones was the song I mean, it's just like Kenny G, man. He always does that. He's just sitting there. He'll just pick up that guitar, just start riffing around. And I'll be like, whoa. I'm like, stop, Ken, what was that? He's like, what? Like, what? I'm like, that. Go back, please. Play it. And I'll record it. And that's how this song stemmed. It was just this wicked riff. I'm like, dude, that's like some straight out Mon Amarth. And it quickly came together. We quickly wrote it. And the lyrics are just about burying the bones, burying the hatchet.
Letting go of resentment and just looking to the future and you know,
as soon as
getting over it, just getting over it.
And as soon as me and you just, like, and here's another thing, like, here's a really cool quote from Seneca, from like the Stoics, man, is like, we suffer more in imagination than we do in reality. So you're out there probably, you're probably sitting there going, oh, that guy doesn't like me, and I hate he did this and he did that, and I'm never going to talk to him again. We hold all this resentment, and if you just like went and talked to that person, they probably feel the same way. And if you just apologized or owned your stuff, it's going to be like the air is just going to go, and that's exactly what happened.
It's huge. It is. It's huge.
And it's just like, oh, wow. Like, and then beautiful things happen, and we wrote this song, and the lyrics are about burying the bones and just like
starting fresh, moving on and new.
Hey, man, don't drink the poison, you know?
Yep.
All right, right here on CJSF. All right, that was Quasi Cosm, and they're going to be playing with Cheap Purple and, of course, Warborn. Yes, and you guys are going to have some merch at the show. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we're going to have some custom shirts we've ramped up here. We're not going to leak what the art design will be yet, but my good buddy Rob over in Nanaimo at Fresh Prints, you can check him out on Facebook, Fresh Prints, P-R-I-N-T-S, and he's been a real solid friend of mine for probably 20-ish years now, and when I got into this band and we were talking about making some shirts, I knew right away I wanted to talk to him and see if he could help us with our artwork. And just he does all the screen printing by hand himself in his house. And he's got all the machines and stuff he needs to do it. So, yeah, big shout-out to Rob there at Fresh Prints. And of course, our other friend Rob down at Factory Direct Tools in Mission has
Little Devil's Graphics
printed up all of our stickers. So we're going to have four different sticker selections as well at the show. So, again, we're not going to tell you what they are. We want you to come out, check them out at the merch table, and support your local bands.
Nice. And quickly, just a quick shout-out to Riot Shield and Shane. Did, like, the mixing. He recorded my vocals, did the mixing, helped us get, like, the production on the Bury the Bones is, like, killer. So, big shout-out.
Thanks so much, Shane.
Yeah, you killed it. We're going to be working with him pretty much permanently with Warborn material.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, and I'm checking out the T-shirts that these guys are wearing. And, Ken, let's start with you. What band are you wearing?
It's Ancients. I don't know which shirt run this is, but I think it's one of their more recent ones. Just a killer local band. Great bunch of guys and just super ultra talented musicians.
Yeah, they inspire us.
Super humble guys.
Yeah, they kind of set the bar, I'd say, for us and for probably lots of musicians around here. And just a good group of humble dudes too. When you bump into them too, so it's they're just great.
And tell me about this song pick, "My Home, My Gallows."
Yeah, this one. There's just this super hooky, insane guitar riff, and I don't know what it is about it, but for whatever reason, I just can't get over it. Every time I hear it, I love it. So this has just been like my favorite Ancient song since the beginning.
joined us. It was awesome. All right, now let's get to some more Warborn. All right, Garrett, tell me about this next song.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about my awesome shirt.
Yeah, let's talk about your shirt. Yes, let's get to your shirt.
Ultimate Warrior versus Rick Rude.
Yes.
Love my wrestling shirt.
Yes, and do you guys like wrestling too?
Oh, I'm a fan mainly of the mid-90s to the early 2000s Attitude Era. I like the classic 80s stuff because we all grew up on that stuff. But
right.
If I'm looking at the heyday of sports entertainment, it's 1997 to 2002 for me.
Rockstone.
Full stop.
Do you have your favorite wrestler?
I would say I liked Shawn Michaels quite a bit, probably one of my favorites, obviously growing up, a lot of these guys weren't as entertaining as showmen, and they were more entertaining as wrestlers, but we all knew it was show, it wasn't reality, but as the storylines in the late 90s came in, where we didn't have a lot of, PC thought going on, anything went, you had scantily clad women, you had, storylines that had a lot of violence, and just... It was very animated, awesome. So
Ken, who's your favorite wrestler?
Oh man, that's tough. I mean, I loved the high flyers, the Dudley Boys and what was the other guys? Christian and
Edge?
Edge, yeah. Those guys, they were pretty good, right?
They're very athletic.
But I mean, going back, if I was to think of why did I ever watch wrestling, it was always Hulk. Hulk Hogan was the man. Mm-hmm. It was just it was awesome. When you go to the crowd and do electric, right? And then after that, I think, The Rock and Stone Cold rivalry was just deadly.
Totally.
All right, now let's talk about Coward.
The song, The Coward, it's the first one we play in our set. Oops, a little slip there. One of my favorites.
It's all over the internet.
Ironically, I wrote this song about a girl that broke up with me. And now, years and years later, when I sing these lyrics, I'm like, oh, these are about me. oh, God. Okay, that's weird. It's really strange, re-singing all these songs, to be honest. Just reinventing them.
It's like a time machine, right?
Puts you
right back. Music transcends you to that specific moment in your mind.
I wasn't actually a bad lyricist or singer. Why was I so hard on myself? Yeah, right on. We'll be right back.
All right. Now, Garrett, who is your favorite wrestler?
Ultimate Warrior, Bret Hart, Jake the Snake, HBK, Stoke.
Ted DiBiase.
Roddy Roddy Piper, Ted DiBiase. Woo!
Ric Flair.
Did I say Bret Hart? Did I say Macho Man?
I think so.
Did I say Ultimate Warrior?
All right. All right. And then we're going to find out what Justin's T-shirt says after the break.
Is that a normal part of your segment?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show of the frenzy melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, we're back. And let's find out what Justin's T-shirt says.
Yeah, I've got Shattered Throne on tonight. Mm-hmm. And this is their first run of shirts, I do believe, with the Arsoned Church on the front. So I just want to shout out my homie there, Mr. Nasty, and Matt Motter as well. So vocals and drummers, respectively. And yeah, these guys have been pretty pillars in the local scene in many different bands. East Van Boys, Vinny's, I do believe,
that,
right?
Vinny's but band, right?
You know, it's just another extension of great music that these guys have been making for 20-something years. And you know, I've really enjoyed them out there these days, doing what they do the best in Vancouver, really.
East Van, baby.
Yeah, we just saw them with
a couple weeks ago.
With Terrifier, Aggression.
Yeah, at the Astoria.
Yeah, that was a good show.
All right, here's Arson Church.
We'll be right back.
All right, guys, and we are almost at the end of the hour. So, yeah, if you want to listen to more Warborn, where can they get a hold of you guys? Where can they follow you?
Spotify, YouTube.
iTunes.
Yeah, Apple Music.
Yeah, we're everywhere. That was actually quite handy when I was relearning the songs. I was like, oh, wow, we're just right here.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook as Warborn, WARRBORN.
One word.
All of our other social media is Warborn_official.
Yes.
On Instagram, IG, right? Yeah,
Instagram, we're on TikTok.
What's the TikTok handle, bro?
It's all the same. Warborn_official.
Some dancing on TikTok or what?
Well, maybe we're going to
start
doing
some dancing. We're going to get Justin out there.
Yeah, we're going to get
moving. Wow.
Those algorithms. I'm in the gym here getting all ripped up, so I'm going to start doing some dance moves.
Nice. All right, so we can look forward to that. Okay, well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
Toe Jam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Here's Illusion of Light right here on CJSF. And we'll catch you all next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
I looked everywhere.